Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwolick filling in for John Hockenberry today. You know, we try pretty hard, and I can attest to this, to focus on the serious issues in our political coverage. So last month, when we covered the history of pantsuits with a look at Hillary Clinton's famous outfit of choice, a lot of you were critical. You said we'd never cover a male political figure in this way. Well, we took that as a challenge. And so today we're diving into the history of another kind of political fashion statement, the beard. In the mid-1800s, beards were all over the place in American politics. After Abraham Lincoln took office in 1861, all but one president over the next 50 years had a beard. And then the Gillette safety razor came along in 1903. That was during the presidency of Teddy Roosevelt. And right around that time, beards fell right out of fashion. The United States hasn't seen a beard in the Oval Office, get this, since William Howard Taft left in 1913. So that rarity is part of the reason why people have noticed that House Speaker Paul Ryan is now rocking a full beard, and that's gotten the style section of the New York Times interested, the National Review of all places, GQ and the New York Post, which are one big style section. Just kidding. So what is the big deal about the decision to shave or not to shave in politics? Chris Oldstone-Moore is author of Beards and Men, and he joins me now. Dr. Oldstone-Moore, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
What's caused the beard to come in and out of fashion over the years? Is it just that shaving got easier? Is that it?
Well, I really don't think so. I think that it changes when men define masculinity in a different way.
And what is that definition? Was there a time when a beard really portrayed virility and strength and then that somehow went away?
Yeah. In the 19th century, the period you were talking about, I really think that in that period, the rise of industry and democracy for the first time and of feminism for the first time put a lot of pressure on men to assert themselves both individually and collectively as men. And beards really helped them to define a new rugged individualism, self-reliance, and also masculine authority at a time when all those things were beginning to be challenged for the first time. So beards really played a great role in redefining that kind of masculinity.
I read a great little history online of Abraham Lincoln, who was running for president in 1860, of course, with no beard and a very thin face. And then famously, a little girl from upstate New York named Grace Bedell wrote him a letter saying, "I like you, Abraham Lincoln, but please wear a beard. You'd look a lot better." And he did.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, the funny thing, what we say about Abraham Lincoln today is that he was a late adopter. He was about 10 years late. The beard movement had really started a decade earlier. So this little girl, who's about as old as the beard movement was at the time, knew nothing else. And I think that, you know, she kind of absorbed the whole idea that men should have beards and projected that to the president.
So what do we say now? Because there's a difference I've noticed. There is a fashion trend among younger men to grow big, sort of lumberjacky beards. You see them on television. It has permeated pop culture. Most politicians or people who appear on TV, however, don't wear a beard. So there's a big difference there.
Right. If it makes its way from fashionable young men into the Capitol Hill chambers or to corporate boardrooms, then we'll know we've really got a new bearded era on our hands. I think that's why Paul Ryan's move is so interesting.
Does it show that he's speaking the truth when he says he's never running for president?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I think that it would still be very difficult to run for president and sport a beard.
And why is that?
Well, I think that we still, in our society, we think of a shaved man as more trustworthy, more reliable.
And it's hard not to notice before we let you go, you know, some famous examples lately from television. Jon Stewart, David Letterman, clean-shaven on television, trusted, beloved men of the screen, retire from their jobs and right away, big gray beard. They let themselves go. They're off on their own.
Yeah, I'll call that the freedom beard, you know. I'm free. I can do what I want.
Chris Oldstone-Moore, author of Beards and Men. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.